Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. When you think about your business right now, do you need more revenue or more profit? It's easy to think that simply growing your revenue, expanding your market share, increasing your sales is the answer to more success in your business. But you can't ignore the bottom line. If you are focusing too much on growth, you can end up overextending yourself and finding yourself in a world of financial trouble and instability. But at the same time, if you're too cautious and all you worry about is profit, you could miss a valuable opportunity that could increase your business growth down the line. So we're trying to find that sweet spot where you can invest in growth and generate that revenue, but you're still keeping an eye on the bottom line. One of the keys to finding this balance is your strategy, because it's not about increasing your sales or cutting costs in isolation. It's looking at how these actions align with your long-term business goals. If you've built a good strategy, it's taken into account what's happening in the market, what's happening with your competitors, what do your customers want from you. And it's built to make sure that you can run as fast as you want to in the right direction. So you want to strategically and deliberately choose where to invest and where to save. So which offers you might want to focus on, how you're going to price them so that we maximize profit while we're still able to drive sales. But when you're faced with the decision of which to prioritize, profit or revenue or growth, it's not always that clear cut. Making the right choice for your business depends on the stage that your business is at. It depends what's happening in the market. It depends what's happening in your bank account. Remember, when we think about growth, it's not just a straight line. We are looking to grow, optimize the business, stabilize the business, and then get ready to grow again. So if you're in that growth phase, it makes sense to be chasing revenue. When you're in that optimization phase, you might even be sacrificing a bit of profit. Your costs are going up as you try to stabilize everything, but it should make you more profitable in the long run. So when you're in that maintenance phase, you're making sure that you're keeping that sustained level of profit going before you push again and focus on revenue. So it depends a lot on where your business is at. It also depends what you have in the bank account. If you've got reserves, you can invest in growth, knowing that that's going to bring you more profit down the line without sacrificing your profit in the moment. But if cash is tight, you probably want to focus on profitability so that you can create some stability before you grow in the future. It can also be a timing decision. Can you afford to sacrifice some profit right now for growth if it means something bigger in the longer term? Can you sacrifice some profit to be the go-to for the thing that you do? Can you sacrifice some profit upfront for the long-term success of the program that you're launching? But what's key here is you have to have a plan to get back to being profitable. So it's not just, I'm going to sacrifice profit and see what happens and come on the growth. No. It's, I'm going to sacrifice profit for this long, and then how I'm going to claw that back is in this way. And that has to be before you run out of money. So when you're trying to make this decision, data is your friend. You want careful planning, careful analysis, considered decisions that align with your long-term business goals. And if you are trying to grow, maintaining profitability while that's happening can come down to a few key areas. The first is operational efficiency, right? Remember, we grew a lot, then we optimized before we stabilized and then grew again. So you can't just keep growing and keep growing and keep growing. At some point, you have to pause and go, how do I make this as profitable as possible? And then how do I carry on? Another element is customer retention. We all know it's much cheaper to keep a customer than to go and get a brand new one from cold traffic. So if you can look at repeat sales instead of new sales to drive your revenue, you'll ultimately drive more profit. You also want to think about your pricing strategy. Can you increase your prices, which improves your profit margin, without getting people to go, oh, I can't buy anymore? I think it's really important to think that if you double your prices, you can lose half your customers and still have the same level of profit. I'm not suggesting you double your price, but sometimes you need that extreme example to really have something land in your head. Do the math. And finally, don't shy away from the standard looking at your expenses, figuring out what's unnecessary, and cutting them ruthlessly. Remember, this is also not a one-off. Balance is an active strategy, so you can't set it and forget it. what works today in chasing revenue might not work 6 months down the line when you need to be chasing profit. Your business is unique. You know what stage you're at. You know what's happening in your market. You know what resources you have. You are the most qualified person to make this decision. But it does come with a word of warning. Growth is exciting. Chasing revenue is exciting. Talking about your X figure launch or your doubling of your revenue or whatever on the social media is sexy, but it can't overshadow profitability in your business. Profitability is what gets you sustainable success. It doesn't matter how sexy the revenue line looks, if your profit line can't pay the business's bills and it can't pay you for the work that you put into your business.